came back, went straight up, and from the heart as I was always been.
Now back in the days when cut above paved the way, me and Ray's used to lob to my brother named Jace. In Corio Bay, this kid from the States in his garage, up with mics, two belt drives and his DJ A Mirage. Out large and what it is for inspiration for this estranged up and comers, hopes to stake a claim and make a name patiently. I waited building skills until the moment came that my name could fill the bill. I killed that little show, my flow was tied and right on song, and we rocked 25 strong in that train trip from Geelong. From that day on, the slow progression began. I picked up more mics and markers, pens and pressure pack cans, impressing rap fans locally. All city next mission, hooked up with DJ Frenzy on a quest for recognition, cementing my position on the mic is all I thought of. I brought the house down this one night, I'm sure heads caught the aura off this author, standing men and women both. Vic of my shit, bloke scoping my flows as dope as they ever saw. Metaphors and similes, I stormed up on stage like the Anzacs in Gallipoli and gave them a little taste of big things to come. See, 91 was over, 92 had just begun, and while my crew was running around intent on killing yards, I was building raps with Strut when he was still jarred. I planned a 6-track tape at this date with Johnny Ida. My rhymer was fucking tight, it just took me yonks to write him, and despite all the plans and plotting and the fans are gotten, laced the rest, my brain the rest got forgotten.
That's what I'm doing at an early age. Ever since the at an early age. Ever since the curly phrase. That's what I'm. That's what I'm doing at an early age. Ever since the. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing at an early age. Ever since the curly phrase. At an early age. Ever since the curly phrase.
And I ain't going nowhere. And now the next few years had slipped by. Still I ran through the spots rocking raps from Ruby Red to Bamboo. A new wave of crews played on their crusade. So few stayed long enough to wait to see their dues paid. I started building with the forms and all fits, and tore strips of mics in any set we saw fit. In May 95 we got live and PBS is guessing, with Prowse, Deadly and Menace, and then on Razor's Essence. Then at dawn when P said what up, you rocked every spot you got up. Ain't it time you drop some product? Formed and cut, then we pieced my first LP's release. Without further ado, to say the least, we reached 4 tracks in and dropped to 12. She talent rocked and got picked off quick as it hopped on the shelves. Amateurs was next in the succession plan, in the drop, but not without the endless headaches at the pressing plan. Nevertheless, man, that shit sold in boatloads with next to no promos. Renowned for my slow flows. Around this time, I got my shine on some features and helped conceive a team of this rhyming scene supremus. Yeah, the lyrical commission was born and brought the rawness. Formed in the city's best and repped at 4 corners. With murderous metaphors, 4 wars and packed tours. Collab with gods and saw rats sought to blackball us. Notorious rap lords that smash and grab cordless shores and put us on the map from out the backwaters. I gave my balls to this cause, warts and all sorts of dumb shit. 20 years plus, still I ain't done with.
That's what I'm doing at an early age. Ever since the, at an early age. Ever since the curly phrase. That's what I'm. That's what I'm doing at an early age. Ever since that's what I'm.